WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A proposal for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hezbollah hostilities along the border with Lebanon. President Biden talking about it after returning to the White House from the United Nations.
For a 21-day ceasefire along the Israeli-Lebanese border, we're able to generate significant support from Europe as well as the Arab nations. Important, war, not
Israel preparing for a possible ground invasion of Lebanon. Russia's Putin lowering the threshold for nuclear response, warning any nation's conventional attack on Russia that's supported by a nuclear power will be considered a joint attack. California Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a bill that would have helped black families reclaim or be compensated for property that was unjustly taken by the government in years gone by. He says they'd have to create a new state agency for that. Richard Cantu, ABC News. Louisiana Congressman Clay Higgins injected himself into the Springfield, Ohio controversy involving debunked claims Haitian migrants were eating the pet dogs and cats of residents. Higgins hit the X platform to call the Haitians wild and mocked a criminal complaint an advocacy group filed against former President Trump. There was a move to censure Higgins, quickly shot down by majority Republicans. Higgins apparently deleted the post. A federal judge in Youngstown, Ohio, signed off on a $600 million settlement between the Norfolk Southern Railroad and residents and businesses within 20 miles of the East Palestine derailment in 2023.
Attorneys say those who lived within 2 miles of the derailment can receive up to $70,000 for property damage, plus $25,000 per person for health-related problems stemming from the chemical spill. The payments are reduced the further out residents and businesses are located.
ABC's Michelle Frenzen on that settlement. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An arrest this week in a long unsolved murder investigation in the La Crosse area. Jimmy Cuska reports.
Officials said 60-year-old Michael Pop of Toma is being held on a $1 million bail as the lone suspect in the 1985 death of Terry Dalloway. According to court documents, a DNA sample taken last year from Pop matches a sample that was collected during the 1985 autopsy. Dalloway was a 24-year-old UW La Crosse student who was found dead in Vernon County 4 days after going missing in 1985. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A recent school shooting in Georgia appears to be inspiring a rash of school threats. The Attorney General's office says more than 130 school threats have been reported in 28 Wisconsin school districts in just 2 weeks. The state runs a Speak Up, Speak Out tip line where anyone can report an anonymous tip about a concerning comment or post. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
A potential playoff preview looms this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Milwaukee Brewers are all but locked into the third seed in next month's MLB playoffs. The NL Central champions beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. Manager Pat Murphy said the Pirates got off to a good start.
Pirates hit some balls really hard today. In the first, like, four innings, they had, like, 12 hard contacts, and we had, like, two. But, you know, we grinded out at bats and got some hits when we needed to. Willie got some big hits.
The Brewers will play the Pirates again this evening. This weekend, Milwaukee takes on the New York Mets in what could be a playoff matchup. Green Bay has won two in a row with backup quarterback Malik Willis at the helm. Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement Thursday morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies and remaining quiet here at the overnight. Lower 50s by daybreak. We'll have calm winds. On your Thursday, sunny skies. Highs approaching 80 in the afternoon with a light southwest wind. Pretty much a carbon copy as we head into Friday. Currently 56 degrees.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about the things on which we agree. I know they exist. Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot and Sports with Paul Noonan. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our old buddy Dean Obidala, the host of the Dean Obidala Show, weekdays 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Sirius XM Progress 127. He's also a columnist with CNN.com, a contributor to The New Republic, as am I. His Substack is The Dean's Report, and if you don't subscribe to it, you need to just stop whatever you're doing right now. Go over to Substack.com. You'll see a little search engine there. Plug in Dean's Report. It'll pop right up, and it's free. Just subscribe, and you will get an information gold mine in your inbox. So, Dean, welcome back to the program. Corporate media is back to all Trump all the time, just like in 2016. This is your note from this morning, your Dean's Report from this morning. And I'm with you. I have a theory about this. I'd like to hear yours first, though.
Well, look, as I detail in the article, if people feel like it's gone back to all Trump all the time, you're right. Because there was a time, Tom, after Vice President Harris became the candidate, the corporate media was really covering her extensively for about 5-6 weeks. It was remarkable to see that. They pivoted back to Donald Trump now. And the bottom line is, Les Moonves said in 2016, is Donald Trump might not be good for America, but he's damn good for CBS. And he's damn good for corporate media. That last part I'm adding, but he said damn good for CBS. And he said, Donald, keep it rolling. The money's rolling in. Keep it coming, Donald. And he said, that might be horrible to say, but that's the truth. That hasn't changed. Corporate media sees Donald Trump as their cash cow. Plus, beyond that, there's policy, Tom, that we've talked about. Corporate executives, a lot of them are wealthy. They want the tax cut that Donald Trump offers. They want the less regulations so they can make more money. And a big thing is, they want more mergers. Under the Biden administration, a record number of challenges of mergers, because mergers are good for big business but bad for consumers, right? Republicans don't want the FTC or the DOJ slowing down mergers so you can have less competition. That's a big part of it as well. So you've got various things playing out, but the biggest thing is corporate media is dying, and Donald Trump is their last gasp to get them some ratings and relevance. And I think they're actually hastening the demise of corporate media in terms of relevance and making people like you and me and others on our channel and other really good hosts out there and independent media outlets more relevant going forward. And I'm happy about that part.
I get all that, and I agree with you. I would like to add the one thing, and I'm curious, once you've heard this, what percentage of motivation for the media you think this might play. For example, if you look at Raw Story right now, which is one of the top progressive websites, I think four out of the top five stories are about Trump. And they're not doing that because they want deregulation or lower taxes. I'm of the opinion that if you and I, Dean, were to, say you invited me to your home and you've got a picnic table in the backyard and you invite a few people over and we're sitting in the backyard having a nice little afternoon summer picnic and a poisonous snake slithers through the grass and now is underneath the table, crawling between our legs. Suddenly, this is a variation on Boris Johnson's dead cat strategy. You know, Boris Johnson said, you throw a dead cat on the table and that's all anybody can talk about, right? That, if we've got a deadly snake here in the grass, we damn near well need to talk about it because he represents a threat to us. And I don't know how to disentangle that, the very real threat that Donald Trump presents. And he knows this, by the way, which is why he comes up with these absurd things like, they're eating cats in Springfield. No matter how much blowback it hits him with, it still gets his name in the news and it keeps Kamala out of the news, which is the main objective. So how does media deal with that in an era when there actually really is a threat from Donald Trump? I mean, he's threatening to put people in prison right now who are his political opponents and people like you and me. He's threatening to put us in prison if he becomes president.
You're probably going to jail earlier because you're better known, Tom. So I'll be here for a little while longer. But I'll visit you. I'll bring you a cake with a file in it or something to get you out.
But I'm going to hold you to that, Dean.
That's what it takes. Look, maybe Kamala has to throw some dead cats out there. But I get what you're saying.
I think she does.
I will say, let me quickly say one thing here. Because I used to say that Hunter Biden should do press conferences for Joe Biden and lay out his economic policy. And I can assure you everybody in the media would cover Hunter Biden talking about it, and I was sort of tongue-in-cheek, months ago about that. There's a difference. Raw Story is fact-checking Trump. He is amplifying, they are amplifying the concerns that Donald Trump poses to all of us. Corporate media is barely fact-checking. They're sane-washing him. Even NPR, which I love, had a headline yesterday, Trump's meandering speech on economy concludes with him saying he's going to take jobs from other countries. In that same speech, he talked about anti-immigrant vile garbage in there as well. So to me, the difference is fact-checking Trump is one thing. You've got to do that. The threat that he poses, yes. I think most people listening to our shows know the threat of Donald Trump. And I wrote an article a few weeks ago based on some recent studies by a group called Blueprint and some political scientists. If you really want to help Harris get elected, forget telling people how bad Trump is, because we know it. And especially people in the middle who are sort of unsure if they're going to come out and vote or not. Tell them what Harris is about. Talk about her economic populism, her plans to help people buy their first house, start a small business, deal with reproductive freedom. In their focus groups, and they did a mass numbers, that was a thing that moved people. Not telling them how frightening Trump is, because they get it. We've all lived through this for 8 years. So if you don't know Trump's frightening, there's nothing more I can tell you. You can't tell him, if you don't think he's a bigot, I can't add to you getting to that conclusion. But you being like, I'm not sure I'm going to vote. It's not for those people. Like, are they going to get off their couch? They hear about Trump's terrible. They go, yeah, I get it. They go, Harris, oh, this is what she's going to do for my family. Here's how she's going to help us. Here's what she's going to do with childcare. And the list goes on. That's what moved people. So for us, we've got to call it out. I think we feel an obligation instinctually to call out what he's doing, which is a threat to our republic. We have to. For the other people who aren't sure who to vote for, who really sincerely aren't, tell them about Vice President Harris and her policies.
Very, very well said. Another one of your brilliant op-eds over at deansreport.com is titled, Netanyahu Escalating War with Lebanon is All Designed to Help Trump Win, and It's What Trump Wanted. Are you arguing here, Dean, that the main reason that Netanyahu has basically blown up every attempt to negotiate with Hamas about getting the hostages back and now is radically escalating his war with Hezbollah and threatening to invade Lebanon is not because Netanyahu knows if the war stops, he goes to prison, but rather because Netanyahu believes that Trump getting elected will actually help him stay out of prison even longer than extending the war. Is that the deal?
I think it's several things at the same time. Not to be too simplistic, titles sometimes can be more simplistic. Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
They're all about themselves. And in Netanyahu's case, it's stay in power at any and all costs. It does not matter how many Palestinians or Lebanese have to be killed for him to stay in power. He will do that. That's the real world that we're living with. So him, and he also knows that regardless if Trump wins or Harris wins, this window of 100% blind support for him is probably coming to an end. Trump, for different reasons. Trump is fine with annexing the West Bank, but war, he seems to have some kind of aversion to. I think with Harris, her tone's already different. So it's partly that. Trump, though, you know, last week at the event with Miriam Adelson, the widow of Sheldon Adelson, Donald Trump said this. He said, Israel has to defeat Paris. And he said it twice. He said to Miriam, I've never said this before. Israel, not the Jewish people, because he talked about the Jewish people. Israel. And to me, that was like, Russia, if you're listening, help out. So I reached out to Harris Mann, a former U.S. major in the Army, Defense Intelligence, who had just been on my show. He resigned from the military because of our policy in Gaza, and he's Jewish. And he said that he resigned in a large part because of his Jewish faith. He could not be part of the genocide in Gaza. He said to me, this is before this escalation. I said, what is he saying? What does he want from Netanyahu? And he said the first thing would be an escalation of the conflict in Lebanon, and it causes domestic issues here for Vice President Harris, again, in places like Michigan, Virginia, big Arab American populations. Philadelphia has a very big Arab American and Muslim population, and some of our allies as well. So that's what he talked about. We should also point out, by the way, The Nation did a great article. Netanyahu in 2016 tried to interfere in the election through the more traditional online stuff. And how successful or not, it's hard to say, but they're engaged in that as well. So are many countries, like Russia, China, Israel. They might be engaged in that as well. But Harrison Mann, the former major, said escalating the war with Hezbollah is the more it's the bigger way to help Trump.
Number one way to help Trump. I get it. And we have about 2 minutes before we hit a hard break here. I can't control, Dean. The last piece you have here, Trump and the GOP spewed bigotry, sexism, or incited violence literally every day last week. Here are the receipts. That's the title of your piece here over at deansreport.substack.com. Tell us about it, Dean.
I go every day, folks, with the receipts, with the links. You can see it. And that article came out on Sunday. Since then, we have Monday and Tuesday, the same thing. I mean, what did he do at the recent rally in Pennsylvania? They're chanting, send them back. It sounded like, honestly, Tom, when you hear the angry unison chant, it sounds like something 1930s Germany. It really does.
Or 1920s Klan rally.
Or if you want to do that as well. It's the same idea of scapegoating someone else. But you go through, they demonized John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, demonized my friend Maya Berry, making anti-Arab and anti-Muslim slurs. I have that on the list. Marjorie Taylor Greene in Congress demonizing immigrants. J.D. Vance saying, if we got to lie, we're going to lie, calling legal immigrants illegal in terms of the black immigrants in Ohio saying that. And I go through each day of Donald Trump's anti-Semitism, scapegoating the Jews in advance, saying, if I lose, it's because of the Jews. That's like something, again, you'd hear in 1930s Germany. So I go through it. There's anti-Semitism, anti-Muslim bigotry, sexism, anti-immigrant bigotry, and inciting violence with the idea of blaming Democrats for what they say is
an anti-black bigotry, too.
A lot of racism. Yeah. So it's everything. That's every day, folks. Every day you can document it. These are the stakes. This is the vision of America they are peddling. And you know what, Tom? It animates their base. That's why it's a close election. They know what they're doing. It's vile and despicable to us. Their vision of America is vastly different than our multicultural racism and multicultural society that we envision and want to continue with.
Yeah, yeah. Which brings up a whole much larger conversation that I'd love to have with you someday, Dean, about, you know, is it even possible for a democratic nation to be genuinely multicultural and multiracial? I am very hopeful that it is, but I don't know of any examples anywhere in the world. Do you?
Well, look, I guess in certain countries in Europe, they're more accepting of others that are really democracy.
We'll have to have a conversation about this sometime.
We will. Yeah. But America's unique. Don't forget, we're much younger than these other countries.
Tom Hartman Program.
Dean, the great Dean Obidala. Check him out on SiriusXM every night from 6 to 9 p.m. And get over to Substack and plug in Dean's Report. You got to subscribe to this thing. We'll be right back.
How would would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Wisconsin's volunteers are making a difference in our communities every single day. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org. You can filter by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more, all to help find the best fit for you. Go to volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. What happens when you're the knock? You know, next of kin and okay for a loved one who dies? I'm going through this right now. I'm the executor of my best friend Jerry's estate, and what a mess. I mean, it can be pretty overwhelming to have to deal with bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, and more, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, it would if you have a Knock Box, a next of kin box. The Knock Box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. If you have a household, you need a Knockbox. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, finances, account passwords, plan for your pets, your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 18% off any kit. Available exclusively at theknockbox.com. N-O-K is N-O-K. The, T-H-E-N-O-K, B-O-X, theknockbox.com. And use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 18% off.
We've got our rights, and we're here to stay. We want good food in our bowls, not just scraps and bones. We need time to play with balls, not be left alone. Remember our friend Cricket, who died too young. We deserve to run and jump in the sunshine. We need a comfy bed, not just a cold hard ground, to feel the warmth of love all around.
Our friend Cricket, who died too young.
We want them now. For every wagon tail, every happy bow.
The dogs for Kamala. There you go. Anyway, welcome back. I just cracks me up. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. When the U.S. media covers up the Trump rape stories, they essentially support his coup, and it just drives me nuts, Tom. But my question to you is, the woman who interviewed Trump at Mar-a-Lago, where can I get that recording on the internet?
Let's see. I think we found it this morning either on Daily Kos or Democratic Underground, one of those two websites, but it is from the Lincoln Project. No, I'm sorry. It's from the TikTok. Nate says go over to TikTok and look for my name. We've got it on TikTok. But it's also from the No Psychopath PAC, which is George Conway's PAC. So you should, if you've tracked down George Conway on Twitter, you should be able to find it. Or, you know, just Google that, No Psychopaths PAC, Political Action Committee. But it's quite an ad, isn't it, Larry? I mean, and there's a companion piece about the woman who got groped on the first class flight by Donald Trump too.
Many, many thanks, Tom.
Yeah, I think this is just remarkable. I mean, this woman, she's a reporter. She's credible. This is, you know, 20 years after the fact or a decade after the fact, I guess, you know, at least a little more than that. And, you know, she's an attractive woman, kind of Trump's type, as it were. And he says, you know, we're having an affair, you know. And she's like, no, we're not. It's just incredible. Larry, thank you for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'm picking up your calls here. I do have a couple of quick stories to share with you before we get back to your calls. I did decide this break and then your phone calls right after that. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con and conservative. I'll be right back with you. Attention American homeowners, you already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about, title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, homeownership is more challenging than ever, and title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever knowing. Protect your equity with triple lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Title Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M, and you get your first 30 days of triple lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure that your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code TOM at HomeTitleLock.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A proposal for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hezbollah hostilities along the border with Lebanon. President Biden talking about it after returning to the White House from the United Nations.
For a 21-day ceasefire along the Israeli-Lebanese border, we're able to generate significant support from Europe as well as the Arab nations. War, not
Israel preparing for a possible ground invasion of Lebanon. Russia's Putin lowering the threshold for nuclear response, warning any nation's conventional attack on Russia that's supported by a nuclear power will be considered a joint attack. California Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a bill that would have helped black families reclaim or be compensated for property that was unjustly taken by the government in years gone by. He says they'd have to create a new state agency for that. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People in Wausau are protesting Mayor Doug Dinney after he moved an absentee ballot box over the weekend. Brentley Merlot reports.
City residents gathered in front of City Hall on Tuesday night. Activist Nancy Stenzel says Dinney was wrong to handle the box, regardless of the reason.
Nobody has ran off with the payment box yet. Nobody has ran off with the mailbox yet. So nobody's probably going to run off with that darn ballot box either.
The only person who can dictate where the ballot box goes at any given time is City Clerk Caitlin Bernardi. I'm Brittany Merlau.
Kurter Burgers are coming back to Culver's. The burger with the big fried cheese curd on top returns for a limited time on October 1st. It started as an April Fool's joke years ago. Customers liked the idea so much, the restaurant decided to offer to make them for real. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Expect Sean Diddy Combs to be in the news for the next several months with most likely an escalation of disgust. The former music mogul is being sued for sexual assault by a victim who claims that Combs and his bodyguard sexually assaulted her at his home recording studio in New York City back in 2001. Talia Graves, who was dating an executive who worked for Combs, says she was brutally molested and has dealt with physical and emotional trauma ever since. Graves decided to pursue legal action after learning a video of the incident was circulated last fall. Jessica Biel is out on the show that she was the star of and executive producer on. Deadline reports that the actress left The Good Daughter, which was based on Karen Slaughter's novel of the same name. Slaughter is also an executive producer on the show and writing every episode. The search is underway for a female lead after Beale's exit. The show is set to stream on Peacock in March. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies and remaining quiet here at the overnight. Lower 50s by daybreak. We'll have calm winds. On your Thursday, sunny skies. Highs approaching 80 in the afternoon with a light southwest wind. Pretty much a carbon copy as we head into Friday. Currently 56 degrees.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin. and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten opener in SoCal against USC. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's Thursday, so we give our popcorn pick of the week, and Emerson Lehman of the WBAY Morning Show drops by to talk about his Emmy nominations. Join me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that actually delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, and sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's a free 60-day trial when you use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, over at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Voices need to be heard.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind today? Wanda in Hamilton, Ohio. Hey, Wanda, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I was listening to your program earlier, and you were talking about the birds in your area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm a big bird advocate in my area of Butler County, and I feed the birds and the squirrels. Well, this year I've noticed I only have like one pair of redbirds, cardinals, and I've only seen like one blue jay. And I used to see two or three pairs every year, but even the little birds, they're not around here anymore. So,
yeah,
we see it in our part of the country, too.
That's interesting because, what I mentioned is that, we live near the Columbia River and we're constantly, our neighborhood and our backyard are constantly covered with geese and ducks and goslings and ducklings and now basically the only birds that we see are hawks and eagles, the predators, and they're eating the bunnies. And in fact, the bunny population is down quite a bit from what it used to be. But they go after the bunnies and the squirrels. But the ducks and the geese, they just seem to have vanished. And I'm wondering if it's because the Columbia River's warming up. We're seeing algae mats in the river that I've never seen before. And I know a lot of this stuff is toxic to these birds that basically eat water plants. I don't know, Wanda. It's spooky.
Yes, it is. It is scary.
Yeah.
Because we need our birds.
There you go. Wanda, thank you for the call. Also, Sean pointed out we're the swallows only had one brood, one batch of eggs this year instead of two. The swallows are insect eaters, and the insects are all dying. And, it's almost like we're watching the world die. I don't know if this is just local to me or if it's happening all over the country. I need to write about it. Meanwhile, a North Dakota judge on Monday granted a request by the Catholic Diocese of Bismarck, North Dakota, and the Catholic Employers Association to block Equal Employment Opportunity Commission rules having to do with anti-discrimination rules, specifically relating to pregnant women, fertility treatments, and LGBTQ workers. This is U.S. District Judge Daniel Traynor, who, prior to his being appointed to the federal bench by Donald Trump, served on the board for the North Dakota Catholic Conference from 1999 to 2001. So here we've got a guy who was on the board of the Catholic Conference ruling that the Catholics can discriminate against pregnant women, against the queer community, and against people who want fertility treatment in their medical services and in their pensions and pay and insurance and everything else. Amazing. And last story, and then I'll get back to your calls here. The Justice Department is going after Visa. Visa last year collected $70 billion in processing fees. That's the little 2 or 3% that they skim off the top every time you do a transaction. And this is way beyond what it costs to run Visa. And They have been buying out or cutting deals with potential competitors. Apple is one of the ones that gets mentioned here. There's this new Apple credit card. Well, it's actually a Visa card. Apple should have been competing with Visa. Instead, they're collaborating with them. This is, you know, the monster gets bigger. And so Merrick Garland said, we allege that Visa has unlawfully amassed the power to extract fees that far exceed what it would charge or could charge in a competitive market. And keep an eye on this. This is, again, the first time since Jimmy Carter's presidency, we have a president of the United States, Joe Biden, who's actually trying to enforce the antitrust laws. Reagan in 1983 ordered the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Federal Trade Commission, and the Department of Justice to stop enforcing the antitrust laws. That led to a five-year explosion of what we call mergers and acquisitions activity, the M&A artists, Michael Milken, guys like this. Michael Douglas played one in the movie Wall Street in 1989, I think it was, maybe 87. And ever since then, what we've seen is, you know, these giant companies getting bigger and bigger and bigger and price gouging us, and we think it's inflation, and we're just being ripped off. So the Biden administration's doing something about it. That's damn good stuff. Picking up your calls here, Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's on your mind today?
Well, I have two quick questions for you, but first I wanted to let you know that, and you'll get the joke, it's a private one, I'm having conversations with God. God's not answering, but my head is bloody. But
I get it.
My head is bloody but unbowed. Listen, on a more serious and existential note, you know, about a week ago there was this operation, as it's called, in Lebanon, where these pagers and I think walkie-talkies
exploded
in Lebanon. And I wanted to get your opinion on this. It's something that concerns me quite a bit, Tom, and I'll tell you why. Most of those, how the supply chain was interrupted, no one knows. But most of those devices had chips from Taiwan, which is a vassal state or client state of the U.S., however you want to look at it. And I have an associate.
Apparently, they ran through Hungary, though. Apparently, they were bought by a Hungarian company, which apparently modified them and then sent them on to Hezbollah.
Well, from what I've got an associate that's in Nigeria, mm-hmm. and that's going to be attending the BRICS summit mm-hmm. next month. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's on the agenda is this real fear that they have now of any American tech company or products from the United States or any of its allies, that the same thing could happen. Mm. And so there's this paranoia, which could affect American tech companies. But my question is this. You know, I'm staring at three laptops right now as I talk to you. I'm talking to you on a cell phone. Is this a paradigm shift? Is this a Pandora's box in which enemies of the U.S. could do the same thing? Are we looking at the precipice? Are we on the precipice of every one of us being paranoid about the devices, the electronic devices that we use every day?
Right. What I thought you were going to ask is, you know, is this terrorism or not? And I'm of the opinion that it borders on terrorism if it isn't terrorism itself. I think Leon Panetta called it terrorism day before yesterday, former defense secretary. because many of these devices, I get it, Hezbollah bought them. It was for their leadership, and we've damaged their leadership and mostly infuriated them, I think, which, you know, is exactly what Netanyahu wants, because Netanyahu wants to expand his war into Lebanon so that he can have a war that will continue through the presidential election in the hopes it'll help Trump get elected and it'll keep Netanyahu out of jail. These guys are two peas in a pod. But all that said, cell phones have such dense electronics in them that the ability to embed a little bit of C4 in a cell phone is pretty much zero. Laptops, I don't know, possibly. But I really think this is a one-off, Kenyatta. I'm not, you know, and I'm surprised, frankly, you know, if they could intercept that supply chain, I'm surprised that they didn't put bugging devices in them instead of explosives. I mean, the explosives is kind of brute force, but they could have known everything Hezbollah's doing, you know?
Well, who's to say that that didn't happen? And I absolutely agree with you that it was terrorism, but I did not want to politically go there.
Yeah.
My second question, which is, it definitely doesn't have the same gravity, is that you were talking to Dean earlier and talking about Trump. And I started thinking during that conversation, okay, Trump was started running in 2015. He announced for president. We're now approaching 2025. That's almost a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Can you recall a day in 10 years where Trump's name hasn't been spoken in the news or in the media? Because, you know, we're 4 years into the Biden administration, and I can remember days where Joe Biden hasn't been in the news.
Well, this was what Trump learned. This is what he learned from Roy Cohn, you know, way back in the 70s when he took over his father's empire or started building his own empire in New York, was there's no such actually, you know, he has credited this to P.T. Barnum. P.T. Barnum once famously said, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Just be sure you spell my name right. And
that's right.
Donald Trump and Trump has come out and said that P.T. Barnum's book, The Art of Money Getting, is his favorite book. And I actually bought a copy of it and read it. It's it's short. It's brief. It's got, you know, pages with no more than 20 or 30 words on each page. You know, it's very easy to read. It's kind of Dale Carnegie for entrepreneurs. And it's actually a pretty good book. But I think that Trump took that to heart. And I think he truly believes that there literally is no such thing as bad publicity, no matter how much they attack you. If your name is in the press, that means everybody else's name isn't and you're winning. And I think that there's a lot of truth to that. And Trump is continuing to do that. This is Boris Johnson's dead cat strategy. Throw a dead cat on the table. Everybody has to talk about what the hell is that dead cat doing on that table in front of us. And that's what Trump is doing.
You could always eat it. But
I don't think so.
I'm sorry. That was terrible.
Yeah,
listen, Tom, good to talk to you.
Okay, good talking to you too, Kenyatta. And keep writing over on Substack on that great newsletter of yours.
You bet.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's 46 minutes past the hour. You can find Kenyatta's newsletter by going to Substack.com and just plugging in Kenyatta. It'll pop right up. 46 minutes past the hour. We're picking up your phone calls. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with your calls in just a second. Stay with us.
Old car sitting around. Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with an international traveler's tip on today's Work Money Minute. I remember when every country in Europe had its own currency, and traveling there meant worrying about how you're going to change your dollars to pounds, and then lira, and then francs.
Bonjour.
Now today things are simpler, but I've still got two tips to travel smoothly and save a little. Number one. Use an ATM in the country you're going to and withdraw the foreign currency paper money that you want there. In most cases, you're going to pay less in fees and conversion penalties than if you visited a traditional currency exchange. Number two is to call and let your bank and credit cards know that you're going. Having your card turned down at your second meal in Paris because your credit card company thinks it's been stolen is annoying. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, have a good trip and take good care.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps. This model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. The reason why most probiotics fall short, it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase. Go to justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Just Thrive Health, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Check it out.
Voice of reason for the open mind. On Lefty Talk Radio, we speak the truth about the American dream for me and you. Lefty Talk Radio, where dreams are alive. A fair wage, raising a family, we strive.
Welcome back. It's Lefty Talk Radio right here. Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Brian, thanks for listening to KTRC. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. You touched on it a couple times this week about population demographics, and I don't think we talk about them near enough in our politics. We seem to get stuck in the day-to-day squabbles. But it's been in the media. China, Japan, South Korea, a lot of Asia, they can't replace their population. They have declining populations.
Correct.
Same with Russia and Ukraine. But yet, I saw Fareed Zakaria this weekend. In 15 years, we're still going to hit 9 billion people on planet Earth. And it was just a couple years back, we crossed the 8 billion mark. So we're going to add a billion people in 16, 18 years, whatever. And then what I heard a really interesting factoid. I think it was some professor on C-SPAN. I forgot his name. But anyway, he put out a book. But he said, if we did a study on children in the year 2040, I believe was his reference point, you know, the near future, if we studied children aged 15 years and younger, 75% of them will be living on the continent of Africa. Mm-hmm. That's where the youth of the world lies.
Right, that's assuming the population trends continue.
Right, but 15 years isn't very far away.
No.
And India is still growing.
Yep.
But I just found it very interesting. And then if we add in the issue of climate change and rising sea levels, you know, the real story of the next century is going to be people moving.
Yep.
And, you know, this big storm is going to hit Florida. Where are all those people going to go? And why would we let them move back to the coast of Florida? That's another political argument. But anyway, you know, things are going to start changing really fast. And then one other little science tidbit for you. Some scientists put out a study. I can't accredit it who did it, but they did a study of the Earth's average temperature over the last 485 million years. And it's varied a fair amount. And when we Homo sapiens walked out of Africa about 300,000 years ago, the world was coming out of one of its coldest spells ever. Mm-hmm. So what that means is the Earth, there's a long way for the Earth's climate to go to warm up, and it's done it in the past. But when they did it, when it was happened, you know, hundreds of millions of years ago, there weren't any Homo sapiens around.
Yeah.
That's the big difference.
Yeah. No,
plus,
it's, yeah,
we Homo sapiens like to burn things and put carbon dioxide in the air,
yeah,
and methane.
Yeah, the great
so
dying was 249
huge issues that we got to start talking about and figuring out where all these people are going to go.
Yeah,
because there's
no. I'm with you, Brian. This is my rant yesterday. Was, you know, when we were talking about democracies and mass migrations are going to be the next big story, and that's what's happening at our southern border right now. Brian, thanks for the call. Suzanne in Covina, California. Hey, Suzanne, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
I think it was you who covered the story of the Georgia election workers yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? The threats they were,
yes,
receiving and then,
yeah,
testifying, right? So my question is about the people making those threats. I never hear anything about, you know, them being caught, them,
mm-hmm,
being,
I know,
held accountable.
I know. I don't either. And it's very distressing. You know, where is the FBI on this? I get it that it's increasingly easy using, you know, VoIP calls. And the other thing is that an awful lot of these threats appear to be originating from Russia. They appear to be literally people in Russia who can speak reasonably good English using voice over internet protocol phones that are virtually untraceable, you know, calling out of the dark web, basically. This was at the point that I believe it was the mayor of Springfield, Ohio, said. He said that they had had 33 bomb threats, and they believed that all of them had come from outside the United States, or many of them had come from outside the United States. So, yeah, there's a real issue here. Suzanne, I got to run, but thank you for the call. And, you know, thanks so much. Stay tuned. We've got some great programming coming up. Stay with us.
Listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Everybody join us next time as our West Coast trip continues live from Los Angeles, California, Hermosa Beach. Kelly Call, former CBS executive and producer of Just a Bit Outside, joins us live.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.